99.7 DJX. So Abby's known her best friend since high school. Super worried that she is compromising something huge.
And then we got to help her with it.
Yeah, it's group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Hey, good morning, Abby.
Hi, good morning.
Hey there. Will you walk us through what you sent us?
Yeah. Well, I sent you guys this because, you know, I know you guys always talk about people who kind of, you know, butt into their friends or family's lives and all.
Okay.
I do hate that, but at the same time, I feel like I'm kind of doing the same thing right now.
All right. Well, here, explain.
Okay. So here's the thing. So I have a best friend, and I'm just going to make up a name for her. I'll call her Lauren, okay?
Okay.
She's 37. We've been best friends since we were kids, like lifelong best friends, right? Mm-hmm. You know, like we know everything about each other. We grew up together, right?
Right.
And she is dating this guy right now who, you know, they're getting very serious. He is awesome, very sweet guy, good to her, all of that. But there's one thing in the relationship that I feel like if I don't say something, I'm gonna regret.
Okay.
So basically, ever since we were kids, I know for a fact that she has wanted kids, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
She nannied growing up. She is awesome with my kids. Like, she has just always been so good with kids.
Right.
And now that she's in this relationship with this guy, Lauren is just kind of saying that she doesn't want them when I know she does. And I know it's this guy because he, I know, does not want kids. But
and
she's saying that now she doesn't, but like the thing is, like, even when we were in high school, she wanted a minivan, right? Like, I know that she wants kids. Like, I'm positive, and I feel like she's just lying to herself right now.
And you don't want her to compromise on something so big.
Exactly. And here's the thing. I usually would not butt into something like this, but she's 37. Like I said, her window is closing.
Mm.
Right? And I've been there where I've tried to talk to her about this, you know, all of that, but she's at this point where I think she thinks that this guy's the best that she's going to get.
Oh, so you think she's almost like settling.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's the thing is, like, he really is a great guy, but that's one thing that I know for a fact she would not have compromised about before.
Mm.
And I feel like she is now.
Oh, gosh, that is tough because I know as a friend, you don't want to sit back and watch her make a really big mistake that she's probably going to regret for the rest of her life.
Right. And it's not the kind of mistake where you can, I feel like, just go back, you know, because her window is running out, you know?
Yeah.
Are you wanting to convince her to leave this guy, or are you wanting to, I guess, convince the guy to have kids, or like, I guess, do you know what I'm asking?
Yeah, I know what you're asking. Here's the thing. I know her better, so I feel like I have a better chance with her. I think I just want to, I don't even know if it's convinced, but I want to knock some sense into her where it's like, look, I know who you are.
Right.
I know you know who you are. What are you doing? Don't settle. So, yeah, maybe it is trying to convince her not to settle.
Right.
Okay. Gosh, yeah. I don't know. You don't want to, like, ruin your friendship with her either by, you know, her thinking that you're trying to butt in and run her life.
Right.
Mm.
That's tough.
Yeah. I mean, this is definitely one of those situations where you, as a concerned friend, are just kind of sitting back and going, man, what is she doing? But same time, it's like,
involved.
Yeah, at the same time, it's like, it's her life, and, you know, you're a friend, and you just need to be a friend to her, but we do have a lot of people that are already checking in via text to kind of give you guidance on how to, I guess, approach this, if that helps?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. I mean, honestly, I'm at the point where I'll take any advice.
No, I know exactly where you're coming from, though. I mean, your heart's in the right place. You're just trying to look out for her, and you've known her for a long time.
Exactly.
So I get it. But then, yeah, where's the line of, do you just let her make her own mistake and then hope she doesn't regret it for the rest of her life?
Yeah, that's tough, yeah. For sure. All right, Abby, thank you for checking in with us. Thank you for allowing us to talk to you about this. And will you keep us posted on what happens?
Yes, absolutely.
All right, cool. Thank you, Abby.
No, thank you, guys.
You're welcome.
Almost everybody on Facebook is kind of like, listen, you don't convince her of anything. You can only ask her if she's positive that she doesn't want kids, since you remember her always wanting to be a mother. That's what Ginger says. That's it. Then you can be supportive of her response. Life mm-hmm. changes. People and relationships are made of compromise. Yeah. Perhaps she's changed. Yeah. Or the state of the world right now has made her change her mind. Regardless, you aren't going to be able to change her mind. And if you try, you might drive a wedge in your friendship.
Good point. 502-571-9970 with group therapy. Just got off the phone with Abby, who's known her best friend, Lauren, since high school. Super worried that she's compromising having kids for this guy.
Yeah, she's got this great new guy, yep. And he does not want kids. And so now her best friend is saying she doesn't either. And she's just worried that she's compromising on something that she has wanted all of her life, just to be with this guy.
So this is kind of the story of, when do you get involved and when do you just let them live their life?
Right. And I feel like, you know, you have every right to just say, are you sure? And just, you know, make sure that you help your friend realize if she's making the right decision or not. Laura said, when was the last time you actually talked to her about her desire to have kids? Was it in high school or was it recent? Or, you know, hearts change. Plans change. She says, I'm 35. High school was almost 20 years ago for me, and my plans changed massively. Maybe the pandemic or other recent events made her rethink her plans. Maybe she creeped into her late 30s. She made peace with the fact that she might just be an auntie or something like that. She's fine with it, and you're the one making a huge deal out of something she's privately made peace with or changed her mind about.
Andrew, the love doctor, calls our show all the time. We always turn to him for the expert advice. How are you, sir?
I'm good, brother. How are you guys?
I'm good. So what's your thought on this?
Well, she says she's had some conversations with her. What she needs to do is get a bottle of wine, her and her girlfriend sit down, have a glass of wine, and have a very candid conversation and say, look, I know in your past you've always wanted kids, and now you're saying you don't. Are you sure this is exactly what you want? You know, don't try to convince her. Don't try to tell her what she needs to do. Just say, hey, I know who you are, and just, you know, be there for her. Say, I'm going to be here for you, whether you want kids or not. I'm going to be here for you, you know, through the rest of everything, the rest of your life. Just be very supportive of her, because at the end of the day, it's her girlfriend's decision.
Yeah.
It's not hers. And if it's a guy that she wants to, you know, maybe it's not the right guy, but again, that's her girlfriend's decision. You voice your opinion, you be fully 100% supportive, and then whatever happens. If she regrets it years from now because she didn't have kids, that's on her.
Yeah.
You've done your part. Let it go. Be there, support her any way you can. That's what friends do. But at the end of the day, it's about the two people that are in the relationship making those decisions for themselves.
Yeah, all she can say is just be honest and say, listen, I'm just worried that you're compromising on a very large, like, life goal of yours to be with him. And he's a great guy, and I understand why you love him, but I just want to make sure that you're comfortable with now, you know, getting that out of your life.
That you're okay with that, and that's exactly correct. And then after that, let it go.
Yeah.
She's done. She's done her part. That's what friends do. She's done her part. Move on.
All right. Andrew, the love doctor, thank you as always, man.
Keep on loving, guys.
All right. So I think everybody's saying, look, you just got to be a supportive friend at this point.
Exactly. Yeah. There is not one person that is just saying, yes, tell her, you know, that she cannot go forward with this guy because, you know, she's always wanted to be a mom and that kind of thing. You just have to, you know, just say, I'm worried about you, you know, really changing something that is in the fabric of who you are. And I just don't want you years down the road to regret passing that up.
And then let her live her life.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of like being.
Yep.
Where you set him up and you hope they make the right decisions.
And you got to let your kids find their own way regardless. You got to love them no matter what they choose.
I think it's probably a little easier when it's just a friend than it is your
yes.
kid.
Yes.
but yeah, all right. So hopefully that helps. You know, I know it's probably not what you wanted to hear, but
Well, you can love. I mean, they've been friends for a really long time. Yeah. They're like family.
Right.
So, I understand she's really concerned about, you know, I feel like she's really going to regret it years down. She might not regret it right now, but years down the road, she's going to reflect back like that's a very big life experience that I gave up.
Well, keep us posted and hopefully everything works out. If you wanted to comment and you couldn't get through, you can always do it on Facebook. We always put them up there for you to take a look at Ben and Kelly Show with Group Therapy.